And so you taught there over 4 months?
I taught 6 months.
Mm-hmm. How were you paid in those days?
I was paid $75 a month, and that was good pay.
That sounds good for them,
yeah. It was good. When I was going to school, they were paid by, what did they call those things? Warrants.
And what was that?
A warrant is a piece of paper that says the county will pay you so much when they get the tax money in. A warrant now is written before a check is written. It's just a double thing that happens. I think most Arkansas schools still do it. They write the warrants, and then the county treasurer writes the check. It's something that's double. But in those days, maybe a teacher was drawing, a high school teacher with a degree would be drawing $50 a month, and he'd get a warrant, and he'd sell it to a bank or a person who could buy it at a discount. Mm-hmm. And they'd probably get $35 or $40 cash for it.
Mm-hmm. I had heard that term before and I wasn't sure what it was.
Mm-hmm. But by the time that I taught school, schools had more money. Mm-hmm. And I was paid strictly cash on that. That was the first money I ever earned.
That was very satisfying, I'm sure.
Yes, it was. It really was. Of course, I wasn't paying any rent or anything like that, but that was pretty good money back in that time.
Did you continue teaching in the next year?
No. That was the limit of my teaching. After that, let's see. I went into the Selective Service Office and worked for 3 years.
Well, that would have been through the end of the war then?
Yes. I worked first as the assistant clerk. And then I was the chief clerk until the end of the war. And that was quite a tribulation to see people come in. You'd have your pre-induction people and your induction people and send those people out. They'd come in from different parts of the county at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You were sending them out maybe 2 or 3 bus loads. Your pre-induction, you usually sent 3 bus loads, 2 to 3 bus loads. But the time that came that you had to send them to Robinson as inductees and all their families came in, it was a sad sight on the courthouse square in the morning.
I'm sure there was.
And it happened at every county seat. But that was just part of it. And of course, the war was, I remember that one like my dad and mother remember the First World War, and maybe you remember what, none?
I don't know. My memories of World War II are restricted to, we lived in Corpus Christi because my father worked at the naval base, and I do remember we had blackouts, of course, on the coast. And I remember blackouts, though I didn't know what we had in the room. But I was in the only person in the house the day Roosevelt died. And I didn't understand the significance, but I went outside to tell everyone. It's one of my most striking memories from the war years. But now I don't remember it the way you do.
Well, I remember it that I wondered. I don't remember where I was. I think it was April the 12th. And I really thought at that time, my people were quite Roosevelt followers. I thought, well, the end of the earth has come. What will this nation do? And of course, you find out it goes on. But, you know, I had grown up with that. Mm-hmm. All those years, it was nothing but Roosevelt.
And when were you born exactly?
I was born in 22.
And what was your birthday?
December.
So you were